I'm Danielle McCarr. I'm here at Min Pros and J. Irwin Productions event here at Yankee Stadium with the legendary Charlie Hayes. Charlie, what is it like to be at an event like this with fans?
Oh, it's great. Anytime you get to intertwine with the fans, it's great. Especially New York fans, because they're so many.
Yeah. So, returning for the 96 Union game you did this year, what was that like being back all together in front of a very raucous crowd?
We had a lot of fun. Actually, that was one of my favorite teams to ever play on. It just seems that everybody clicked. It was a good group, and getting to see all those guys again, it was a special time.
Now, you know, a lot of these guys have been describing you as being back with the guys. Was it the same?
Yeah, it was. It's funny, you know, in baseball, you have a lot of ups and downs. Some days you come to the park, you got it, you don't have it. But all it took was for Tim Raines to show up. Once he showed up, your bad day turned into a great day.
Yeah, Tim Raines, we've heard his name mentioned a couple times here. What made him so special?
He's always the same, no matter if he's went 0 for 4, 4 for 4. He's a very funny guy. So, I mean, he just had a way of making everybody laugh.
At the 96 game, were you able to impart some of your wisdom on the other guys?
Well, you know, I know a couple of the guys that are on the team, and we talk from time to time. You know, with social media, you can connect with guys a lot easier. So I just tell them, you know, work hard, keep your head up, every day show up, give an honest effort, and then the fans here in New York are really happy for that.
So you are now a parent of an MLB hopeful. Your son, Cabrian, was drafted by the Pirates. What is that like to be a parent now? You're not the player anymore, you're the parent.
It's a lot harder than me playing. You know, as a parent, you want your kid to achieve and, you know, do really well. So every day is not a great day for him, but I think me being there to tell him that, you know, from my experiences, that I had a lot more worse days than I had great days, it helps him along.
Do you ever get nervous for him?
All the time. You know, it's funny, every pitch that comes to home plate that he doesn't swing at, I think is a ball, in which I know is not the case.
Yeah. So, as probably you just said it, but a little bit, what guidance have you offered him?
Just work hard every day. Remain positive. Baseball is a game where 3 out of 10, they'll build a stature outside. So I think I've got to get, you know, what I try to always instill in him is that no matter how good or how bad today was, always come back the next day with a positive attitude.
That's great advice. So now I just wanted to ask you this. The MLB is considering adding pitchers to the Home Run Derby for starting next season, I think. What is your opinion on that?
I don't like it at all. I think we need to leave the game alone. It's a great game. I'm sure some tweaking here or there, but I don't like the fact that pitchers are going to be in the Home Run Derby. I think it takes away from if you want to add something to the Home Run Derby, make it a skill competition where you got to hit 8 balls to right field, you got to hit 2 up the middle, and you got to do it on those moments when they say do it.
Bunt.
Right.
Bunting under pressure is not too easy.
You know, I lasted 14 years in the major leagues, and it wasn't because I hit home runs. It was because I did all the little things. I like to see the little things being brought back into the skill competitions and all those things that are going on the events when they have the home run contest.
All right, ready? So, in 1999, your walk-up song was Leave Your Clubbing by Ice Cube.
Yes.
Are you able to finish these lyrics here?
No, I'm not. When they say clubbing, I was thinking about clubbing with my bag. That's basically it. I cannot dance at all.
All right. And everybody knows this one. If you could complete the lyric here.
Run DMC, I know that is. It's tricky.
tricky.
Oh, wow.
And what would your song be now? If you still play now, what would it be?
I really like JC. So, one of his songs, I'm sure, You know, I really like the one where he was singing with, you know, New York State of Mind or whatever.
Alicia
I really
Keys.
Like that. Yeah, I really like that. So I think that would be my song right now.
Like Derek Jeter. All right. Well, Danielle McCartan, you're with Charlie Hayes, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Sure, we'll see you again soon.
Yes.